Before we start, I just want to mention that in the last shiur, in honor of Chanukah, we discussed Yosef HaTzadik and his special role in the holiday of Chanukah, in a sense preparing for Chanukah, setting the stage for Chanukah way before historically Chanukah took place. And that's because Yosef personifies the midah of tznius, of geder erva, to be very careful not to get involved in arayos, and he faces that great challenge of Eishes Potiphar successfully, as opposed to Yavon, who are fighting a battle to undermine the spiritual makeup of Klal Yisrael, especially in the area of immorality, of arayos. And that's where Yosef HaTzadik plays the role to, so to speak, prepare for Chanukah. And Ibirtz Hashem, in today's shiur, we'll develop more of a halachic approach, but perhaps we'll get a chance to get back to Yosef HaTzadik as well. So that you have these pages that I photocopied for you, and we'll take a look at the sugya of my Chanukah, the famous brisa. So we'll start with the famous brisa of my Chanukah, which we know almost by heart, but it's always good to review it. Tana Rabbanan, on the 25th of Kislev, we celebrate the days of Chanukah. There are 8 days, and there are no hesped, and there's no tainus during these 8 days. And he says that the Yevonim entered into the Heichal, and they contaminated all the oils in the Heichal, and then when the Beis Hashmonai won the battle, and they overcame the Yevonim, they couldn't find more than one pach, one jug or jar of shemen that was tar. It had the chosin of the Kohen Gadol on it. They dug beneath the ground. It had only enough oil to last for 1 day, and it lasted for 8 days. And the finale, the punchline of this entire brisa, is that after this miracle took place, and the pach shemen lasted for full 8 days, is kavun v'ason. The Chachamim established these days as Yomim Tovim, Behalel Vehodah.
The question is, what does Lashana Acharis mean? Next
right.
year or maybe
right. That's a whole shir unto itself. So Rashi says, don't misunderstand Yomim Tovim as being days of Isa Malacha, but rather, lo nikvu ella, what does it mean, halav hodah, likros halel, well, that's pretty clear. And what's hodah? V'lomar al anisim behodah. So Rashi seems to point us in the direction of the al anisim that was introduced to the fabric of Shmon Esrei, to Birchas Hodah. He doesn't mention at this point anything about Birchas Hamazon. And the reason he deliberately omits Birkas HaMazon is because that's going to be a suffix. The Gemara is going to vacillate about this 3 blot later on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. Yiboylehu Ma'u Lahazkir Shal Chanukah BeBirkas HaMazon. And the Gemara goes back and forth as to whether or not we should mention on Chanukah Birkas HaMazon, and that's a reference to Al Anisim. If you take a look at Rashi on the top right, he says, "Bitfila pshitolan." There was never a doubt about the Shmon Esrei, and that's what Rashi had mentioned earlier, that lahal vodah nikbu. So the establishment of days as days of hodah means that we have to recite Al Anisim in tefila. But as far as Birkas HaMazon is concerned, here the Gemara vacillates back and forth. Okay. Now, what was the tzad in the Gemara that we should introduce al anisim to the Birkas HaMazon? The Gemara says mishum persume nisa matkarina. Matkarina means we should recite al anisim and mention Hanukkah in Birkas HaMazon in order to avail ourselves of an opportunity for a kiyum mitzvah of Pirsum HaNes. What's the tzad to omit al anisim in Birkas HaMazon? The Gemara says that since midrabbanan hu lo matkarinan, since the whole entity of Hanukkah is only the Rabbanan, so we know that we mention Yontif and Shabbos, even Chol HaMoed, all are mentioned in Birkas HaMazon, but those are all Doraisa. And this case of Hanukkah is only Derabbanan, and therefore we're not obligated, we don't have to find a way of mentioning Hanukkah in Birkas HaMazon.
Do they draw analogies to Purim at any point? I mean, Purim was first, Purim was also... Purim wasn't the Eretz Yisrael, but it was the same thing, pursuing Yisa, Midrabban.
So that's an excellent point. Elsewhere, the Gemara is going to discuss Purim, and that's in Masechta Megillah. Here, the Gemara is discussing Hanukkah, and the question is whether or not we can make an equation between Purim and Hanukkah. In fact, our minhag is to recite al anisim and Birkas HaMazon both on Purim and in Hanukkah. But Purim has to do with what we call a chiyuv seuda, which means that the Birkas HaMazon always has to reflect the nature of the seuda. In the case of Hanukkah, the seuda itself is not changed, it's not altered in any way. Hanukkah, eating on Hanukkah has the same status as eating on a weekday.
So it's even more of a reason that Purim, if anything, should get it, Purim should get it.
Correct. And in Purim, the Gemara really has no doubts. The Gemara thinks because of the Chiyuv Seuda on Purim, you must mention al anisim in Purim, in Birkas HaMazon. But in Hanukkah, since there's no Chiyuv Seuda, and we're going to develop this idea of Ritz Hashem as we go along, therefore the Gemara thinks that maybe it's not necessary to mention Hanukkah in Birkas HaMazon. Now, if you fast forward a little bit to Rav Huna, you'll see that Rav Huna, Amar Rav Huna, it's about 7 lines down from the top of the page, maybe 8 lines down. It says, Amar Rav Huna, Eino Mazkir, but in Bala Haskir, Mazkir Behoda. He says the following, that although we're not obligated to recite al anisim and mention Hanukkah in Birkas HaMazon, but if he wants to do so, if he takes the initiative, then he should integrate the al anisim in the second bracha of Birkas HaMazon, called the Birkas HaDa'a, otherwise known as Birkas HaAretz, and that is the appropriate place to inject the al anisim. Now, as far as tefillah is concerned, we said before that there was no doubt in the Gemara's mind that you would have to add hodah, which means al anisim, into tefillah, to the fabric of tefillah. And Rav Sheshes makes an equation, an analogy between tefillah and Birkas HaMazon. Amalu Rav Sheshes ki tefillah. There should be no difference between tefillah and Birkas HaMazon. Now, in order to appreciate the analogy of Rav Sheshes, we have to take a look at a story that the Gemara tells us about someone by the name of Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, not the same Rav Huna that we mentioned earlier. Iklo Lebei Rava. He came into the house of Rava, and it was Hanukkah. Savar lad kure bibone Yerushalayim, and he thought that the appropriate place to mention al anisim, to insert al anisim in benching, would be not in the brach of hodav, no delicha, but rather in the brach of bone Yerushalayim.
Not too much room there.
I guess he would start, you know, maybe he would start the Alei Nisan. That's what we do in Birchas Hodah, start with Alei Nisan. And the Gemara says that Rav Sheshes rejects this. Bode Yerushalayim is not the appropriate place for Alei Nisan, but rather Ketfila. We have the analogy to Tefila, and just like in Tefila, we inject the Alei Nisan into Birchas Hodah, and right before we start Hodah, well, actually, I shouldn't say that because we say Bode first, right? At that point, we sort of wedge Alei Nisan into the fabric of Hodah, and we should do the same thing with regard to Birkas Hamazon. Not that we're obligated to do so, but if someone would be motivated to do so, that's where he should put it in. So we have a machlokas here between Rav Huna and Rav Sheshes. Rav Huna thought that the appropriate place for Alei Nisan would be in Bode Yerushalayim if you're coming to add Alei Nisan into benching. And Rav Sheshes rejects it. And he says, no, the appropriate place is got to be Hodah. Now we have another discussion in the Gemara, which you'll see a little bit if you fast forward a bit. And that has to do with Musaf. Now, ostensibly, Musaf is appropriate for Shabbos, for Yontif, for Rosh Chodesh. Why would there be any discussion about adding Alei Nisan to Musaf on Hanukkah? So Rashi says, yeah, that on Shabbos Hanukkah we're going to recite a Tefillas Musaf. So since Musaf is going to be recited, and that's true also for Rosh Chodesh, right? Every Hanukkah overrides with Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, should we add Alei Nisan into Tefillas Musaf? And the Gemara vacillates back and forth. This is about five lines up before the end of the Amud. The Gemara says on one side, Ibalu Mala Haskir Shal Chanukah B'Musafim. Rashi says, "B'Tfilas Musafim to Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Shemesoch Yimei Chanukah Mala Haskir Al Nisim BeHodah." So, what's the tzad to say that there's no mention of Chanukah in Tfilas Musaf on Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh of Chanukah? The Gemara says, "Came into Lesbahu Musaf Bidi Day." Loman Karinin. Since the day itself is not a day of Musaf, what generates Musaf is the overlap with Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh. It's really the Shabbos that he's davening. He's not davening a Chanukah tefillah, as opposed to the rest of the tefillahs that he davens during Chanukah.
Place of the korban. There's no extra korban.
Correct. So why would Chanukah generate Musaf? You know, it happens to me that it's Shabbos and Chanukah, but Shabbos per se would generate a chiyuv of Musaf, but not a chiyuv of Chanukah. So if the obligation to mention Musaf, to daven Musaf, is rooted in the nature of the day, and therefore Shabbos, because of the nature of the day, the Kedushas Hayom, it's Kedushas Hayom of Korban Musaf, so too Rosh Chodesh, what does that have to do with Chanukah? You know, you want to mention Chanukah and Musaf. Chanukah and Musaf is a foreign element. What does Chanukah have to do with Musaf? It happens to be Chanukah today, and it's Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh.
That's my favorite answer.
So, Dilma, what's the Gemara's second side? Yom Hu Shechayv Bi Arba Tefilos. It doesn't matter if the fourth tefillah, the extra tefillah of Musaf, is generated by Chanukah, or it's generated by the day itself, whatever the nature of that day is. But the bottom line is that on this day, for whatever reason, whatever the mechayev is, you have to daven not three tefillos, but four tefillos. We're going to add an extra tefillah. Is therefore, we're going to incorporate it into the very fabric of tefillos of Chanukah. Because again, Chanukah as a day, not as a Kedushas Hayom, will now generate Musaf. Again, only because of the overlap of Shabbos. But nevertheless, there are now four tefillos that you're obligated on this day, and this day is Chanukah, so therefore you have to mention Alei Nisan.
Sounds like low clue to me.
I don't think it's exactly lo plu, because otherwise the Gemara would have said lo plu, but rather the Gemara is saying that this day itself now generates four fourth feelings.
Once he's saying it, I might as well.
So the Gemara concludes that Rav Huda v'Rav Yehuda di'amri chavayu eino maskir, Rav Nachman v'Rav Yochanan amri chavayu maskir. So we end this sugya with a machlokes. There are those who say to omit Chanukah in Musaf, and those who say that we should add Chanukah, meaning Al-Nisim, to Musaf. Now, how do we paskin on these issues? Let's see if we can turn to page 2, and we're going to look at the Rambam. And this, you'll see, is a series of three different Rambams that we want to compare and contrast. With regard to Rosh Chodesh, we have an extra Haskara to mention the day Rosh Chodesh in Yalav Yovo. And the Rambam paskins in the second chapter of Brachos, Halacha Yud Gimel, which is the third source on your page 2, that Rosh Chodesh im Shachach v'lo Omar Yalav Yovo. So the Rambam says, as a general rule, he's going to have to repeat Shmon Esrei. Again, the Rambam gives you a number of different possible options, depending upon where and when you remembered that, oh no, I forgot Yalav Yovo. And that's okay. But if he finished Shmon Esrei, then what's going to be the deal? So again, let's go through the options of the Rambam. The first option, the Rambam says, "Im nizkar kodim shehischil brocha revius." Okay, so he hasn't yet begun to recite the brocha revius. Now, it seems that the Rambam here is talking about Birkas HaMazon. Because otherwise, what does he mean by bracha revius? And the Rambam gives you an option of Baruch Shenosan. You could add Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodeshim Liamo Yisrael Lizikara. And then he goes on to bracha revius. Now, in this car, Achar Shehischil bracha revius is Gomer Osa V'Eino Chozer. The Rambam says that it's too late once you've begun the fourth bracha to mention Yalav Yovo, because in the fourth, fifth, and sixth brachas we don't add anything, so we're not going to add Yalav Yovo. However, you don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei. V'chein b'cholo shel moed. So this is the principle called Ein Machzirin Oso. Now, what about Chanukah and Purim? So there are two Rambams. One Rambam is going to address Tefillah, and the other Birkas HaMazon. Let's go back to Tefillah, which is in the same chapter of Hilchos Brachos. We're going back to Halacha Vav in Perek Beis, and the Rambam says, "B'Chanukah Purim, Mosif b'Emtza Birkas HaOretz al Nisim." He should remind himself and not forget to recite al Nisim in Tefillah. Now, what the Rambam means by the Emtza Birchas Haaretz? The Gemara says that it should be in Birchas Hodah. Okay, that's question number one on the Rambam. And question number two is, the Rambam writes, Kiderech Shemosif B'Tefillah, that we must be holding now in Birchas HaMazon, not the way I said to you before. So this is the chapter, Perek Beis Hilchos Brachos, in which the Rambam codifies the laws of Birkas HaMazon. And he says the following, that where should you be injecting Al Nisim in Birkas HaMazon? B'emtza Birkas HaOretz. Which is really interesting, because why would the Rambam say B'emtza Birkas HaOretz? And then he writes, Kiderach Shemosif B'Tfilah, which sounds like the Rambam is telling you that there's no difference between the obligation to insert or to mention Chanukah al Nisim in Birkas HaMazon, and that which is our paradigm case of Tefillah. Very interesting. Because the Gemara seems to assume, at least in one side of the Gemara Sofek, that we don't accept this equation to Tefillah. And Rashi said Tefillah is Pshita, that you mentioned Chanukah. But it wasn't so simple that in Birkas HaMazon we would have to mention Chanukah. So the Rambam seems to paskin like that side that says that you are required to mention Chanukah in Birkas HaMazon. And the Rambam equates it with Tefillah. Kederech Shemosif B'Tefillah. Now if you take a look on the bottom of your page, you have a photocopy of the Shulchan Aruch Tuf Reish Pei Beis. And if you look at Sif Aleph, he writes, Kol Shmonas Yimei Chanukah Omer Al Anisim Bibirkas HaMazon Bibirkas HaOretz. So he has no problem with injecting it into Birkas HaOretz. Now what happens in an event that he forgot? So for that you have to look on page 3. He says, V'imlo Omar, the Mechaber Paskins, Ein Machzirinosa. He doesn't have to repeat Birkas HaMazon. So the Mishnah Berurah, if you take a look in Number Gimel, Dilav de Oraisa Ninu, V'koy Atfilo via Birkas HaMazon. And according to the Mishnah Berurah, in both Birkas HaMazon and Tefillah, and here there's no nuance of a difference, the mentioning of Chanukah is not D'oraisa. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah says that if you omitted it, you don't have to repeat neither Tefillah nor Birkas HaMazon. And why? Because it's all D'rabbanan. So when we get to a D'rabbanan, then there's no difference between Tefillah and Birkas HaMazon, and therefore Zirno, so if you omitted it, you don't repeat. Then the Mishnah Berurah goes on. He continues in the same paragraph, and he says that Ein Chiluk Bein Birkas HaMazon BeBirkas HaMazon Bein Bechol UBein BeShabbos Chanukah. In other words, he has a Hava Mina that maybe in the overlap between Chanukah and Shabbos, he should have to repeat Birkas HaMazon if he omits Chanukah. And why is that so? Says the Mishnah Berurah to explain this Hava Mina, de Muchrach Lechol. Because in this case, he has a Chiyuv Seuda, which if you remember, we identified Purim, and for that matter, Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh. Well, Rosh Chodesh is a little bit questionable, but certainly Shabbos has a Chiyuv Seuda. So now, is there a Chiyuv Seuda on Chanukah? Well, it depends. Let's say this year that we have one Shabbos Chanukah. So on 7 out of the 8 days of Chanukah, there is no Chiyuv Seuda. On one day out of the 8, when Shabbos coincides with, overlaps with Chanukah, we have a Chiyuv Seuda. But again, keep in mind, the Chiyuv Seuda is not B'toras Chanukah, it's B'toras Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah says that there's no difference between Birkas HaMazon during the 7 days of Chanukah on Chol and Birkas HaMazon on Shabbos Chanukah, even though he has an obligation now to be Koveh Seuda, but that's only because of Shabbos. As far as the Al Nisim, which is Chanukah, is concerned, there is no Chiyuv Seuda. Therefore we go back to first base, and that is that you don't repeat Birkas HaMazon if you omitted Al Nisim on Chanukah. Now, if you take a look at the Shari Tshuva, I have here on the bottom of page 2, on the left side, a summary of the Shari Tshuva. It's underlined. And he quotes the Radbaz. I'm not sure if you're able to find it. It's like 4 lines down in the Shari Tshuva. The Radbaz says that if somebody forgot Al Hanisim and he reminded himself when he completes the bracha, Yachal Lomar Al Hanisim Bein Bracha LeBracha, he can actually wedge in Al Hanisim between the bracha that he accidentally omitted it and the next bracha, right in the middle. And that's not considered a bracha levatola or a hefsek. Sharei me'ena bracha hu, because it's almost like a tag on to the bracha that I just recited. Then he writes, ach, however, v'birke Yosef, which is the chidah, gimge bozeh. He had doubts about this. And in essence, the Radbaz here is assuming a premise which we've never ever found, that you can add to a bracha after you've completed the bracha. You know, we always say that the bracha is completed with the chasima. And this is a very strange Radbaz that everybody rejects, but the Radbaz himself has to be understood, that somehow, even though you completed the bracha, you can still add Al Hanisim Bein Bracha LeBracha as a tag on, so to speak, to the bracha that needed Al Hanisim but you omitted it.
Isn't there a general principle that until you started the next bracha you can say something that you missed?
I'm not sure. Honestly, I don't know. I'm just presenting the objection to the Radbaz that is quoted in all the Sfarim. They say that what right do you have, according to the Radbaz, to inject Al Hanisim after you've completed the bracha? So if we had more time, Mitch, we would have to go into great detail about what you say. I don't know.
I just seem to remember that that's...
Yeah, I don't know. I plead the fifth in this case, you know. Okay. Now, let's raise the following question. What is Al Hanisim? Is the recitation of Al Hanisim Midinei Chanukah, which means that when the Chazal would kovea Chanukah as a certain type of a day that has to be commemorated in a certain way, they included not just Hallel, but also Hogdah, which Rashi identifies as Al Hanisim? Or should we assume, rather, that Al Hanisim is halacha not in Chanukah, but halacha in Tefillah. It's halacha in brachos. Why? Because one of the overriding principles that govern brachos and tefillos is what's called Hazkaras Me'ein Hama'ora. That we, Chazal organized that we use Tefillah and Birkas Hamazon as an opportunity to thank Hashem, not just for what happens on a regular day, but also this special, unique day. And what it means is, do you have page 4? So if you take a look on page 4, you'll see a Kutras Chanukah. His name was Tolchin. Turchin was his name. He was a Talmud of the Brisker Rav. And in this Kutras, he vacillates back and forth based on two possible understandings of Al Hanisim. Now again, it's possible that both are correct. You could say that tefillah itself is a machayev of Birkas HaMazon, of Al Hanisim, of Be'ein HaMa'ora, and at the same time you could say that Chanukah as a Yom Hodah requires Al Hanisim. But he's trying to figure out what would be the weight, the primary emphasis, or chiyuv, of Al Hanisim. Is it tefillah because of the din of Be'ein HaMa'ora, or is it Chanukah itself? And he quotes the Rashi that we started with today on the right column towards the bottom, that when they were kovea this day of Chanukah as a day of Halav Hodah, Rashi says Hodah means that they were kovea the Hodah of Al Hanisim. So you see that according to Rashi, the Al Hanisim is not something secondary that happens to pop up because of the Me'ein HaMa'ora, because of this historical date on the Hebrew calendar, but that the Hodah of Al Hanisim is part of the Kvius, is part of the Takana of Chanukah itself. But on the other hand, he has a Tosfos, and Tosfos says that the reason why you would perhaps omit al anisim in benching in Birkas HaMazon is because you're lacking the kiyum of pirsum anes. So he writes in the top paragraph in the middle column, mevur midivrei haTosfos the yisod amiras al anisim boda lav mishum de miikar takanahu the nikbu yimei Chanukah lo da, as we saw in Rashi, but rather we're looking for an opportunity to recite al anisim in tefillah and also in Birkas HaMazon, and this is a separate cue of tefillah to enhance your tefillah or to enhance your Birkas HaMazon. And the Gemara thinks that maybe since there's no element of pirsum anes when you're benching in your house in the privacy of your home, therefore you should omit al anisim. So again, let's read the main point here in Tosfos. The yisod amiras al anisim oto lav mishum de ikar atakonahu de nikbu yimei Chanukah lo da through al anisim, as Rashi interpreted. Ki im the yisod mishum pirsum anes. That there's a separate mechayiv of pirsum anes, and if that chiyuv cannot be fulfilled in Birkas HaMazon, where he benches in the privacy of his house, there's no public nature of this declaration, is therefore he's not chayiv in al anisim. That's Tosfos' sheet. Wherever there's pirsum anes, there's al anisim. In the absence of pirsum anes, says Tosfos, there's no al anisim. So it's clear that the mechayiv of al anisim, according to Tosfos, is pirsum anes. That's your chiyuv on this day. But it's not part of the kviyus itself, the way that Chazal were koveya the day.
What happens if you daven Shmona Esrei in your house? Is that still pirsum
anes? That's a great question, because if, according to Tosfos, the machayev is pirsum anes, right. Tosfos is actually aware of this problem. Let's see if we go back to the Tosfos. So let me really get the right page over here. Tosfos says, "Ma'u lahaskir shel Chanukah b'Birkas HaMazon, b'tfila pshita lei demazkir mishum d'tfila b'tzibur hu ve'ika pirsum nisa." So what would Tosfos say if he's davening b'yichidus? I mean, obviously there's no pirsum anes in that tefillah, and therefore there would be no requirement to add al anisim. Again, you might be allowed to do so if you take that initiative, but you're certainly not obligated to do so. Now let's think in the light of this hakira, so to speak, this, you know, we call it yeshivas, the hakira, these two ways of understanding and defining al anisim, if that could shed a light on some of the things that we've been discussing. We said that Rashi holds that al anisim is midin Chanukah, it's part of the kviyas of Chanukah, that's the days of Hodah. And according to the Gemara, it was pshita. The Gemara never even raised the question that al anisim certainly has to be added to tefillah, because that's the takana. The takana is to be moda takanish baruch hu and publicize the great miracles of God during tefillah, within the framework of tefillah. The Gemara has suffering as far as Birkas HaMazon is concerned, and the Gemara's conclusion is that it's up to him. If he decides on his own initiative to add al anisim in Birkas HaMazon, he is permitted to do so. But if he omits Birkas HaMazon, al anisim Birkas HaMazon, eino chozer. That's the way Rashi understands the sugya. However, there's a Tosefta which you'll see on page 1, which is the next to last source, and the Rashba, which is on the bottom right, makes a big deal about this Tosefta. The Tosefta says, "Kol she'ein bo musaf." Do you see that?
Yeah.
Kigon Chanukah Purim, Arvis Shachris Umincha Mispal Shmona Esrei, V'omer me'ein hama'ore b'hodah. And it's quite explicit here in the Tosefta that this halacha of be'ein hama'ore for Chanukah and Purim does not apply to Musaf. Because he says, kol she'ein bo Musaf. It's mispal shmona esrei. So the Tosefta puts all the emphasis here on whether it's a day that has Musaf or not. So for example, in the case of Shabbos, or for that matter Rosh Chodesh, it's a day that has Musaf. Therefore, Be'ein Hama'ora is critical. But in the case of Hanukkah, which is a day that doesn't have Musaf, then Be'ein Hama'ora is, shall we say, recommended, but it's not critical. Okay, now let's just see if we can make some sense out of this. What difference does it make if it's a day that has Musaf or doesn't have Musaf? If you take a look at the Rashba quotes this Tosefta, and he says, for example, on Tainios, which don't have Musaf, or for that matter Chanukah and Purim, which don't have Musaf, is Kol Yom She'ein Bo Korban Musaf Kigo Chanukah Purim. And he quotes the Tosefta, Ein Machzir Noso. So this Tosefta, which the Rashba takes very seriously, puts all the emphasis on whether it's a day of Musaf. And if it's a day of Musaf, then we have Halacha Mein Ma'ora and Machzir Noso, and that applies to Arvis, Shachris, and Mincha. But if it's a day like Chanukah and Purim, which is a day without Musaf, then if you omit Alat Nisan, which is called Neina Ma'ora, Ein Machzir Noso. Now, if you go back to page 1 for a minute, which is the page that I think you have open in front of you, you'll see a Tosis Dibri Amaskel Mahu. Ma'u lahaskir shal Chanukah bebirkas hamazon b'tfila pshita le demazkir b'shub b'tfila b'tzibur. The ika persuve nisa, well, birkas hamazon b'bayis is leka persuve nisa kule hai. So it seems like Tosfos is rejecting Rashi in terms of how to interpret the suffix in the Gemara. Because Rashi wants to understand whether or not this Pirsum HaNes in Birkas HaMazon, and Tosfos seems to put all the emphasis on Tfila B'Tzibur. So let's just try to understand, what's the difference between Rashi and Tosfos? He says the following. And here, I'm sort of paraphrasing this chiddush that we saw on page 4 in the name of Turchin. And he says the following. That when Tosfos says that the suffix about Birkas HaMazon is because since he's benching in his house, there's no Pirsum HaNes, or there's very limited Pirsum HaNes, Tosfos is rejecting Rashi, because Rashi says that the issue here and the Gemara's vacillation about Al Anisim in Birkas HaMazon is all based on Kvius. What do I mean? That Rashi says that these days were established as days of Halel Vodah. And if that be the case, then on that side, you would have to mention Al Anisim if you assume that Al Anisim as part of Hodah is the essence of the Kviyas Hayom, that they would convey the day as the day of Hodah, which means that part of the essence of the day, as it was established by the Chachamim, is to recite Al Anisim. On the other hand, according to Tosfos, it would seem that Al Nisim is not Hodah, but rather Tosfos is analyzing Al Nisim from the perspective of Be'ein HaMa'ora. And Tosfos says that in Tefillah he has a Chiyuv of Be'ein HaMa'ora, but in Birkas HaMazon it's not clear that there's the same Chiyuv of Be'ein HaMa'ora, because the Chiyuv of Be'ein HaMa'ora has something to do, according to Tosfos, with Farhesia, with Pirsum HaNes, which applies to Tefillah Mitzibur, but doesn't apply in the case of Birkas HaMazon, which is recited in his bias. So he says the following, that this requirement of Haskar Me'ein HaMa'ora, according to the Tosefta, is a requirement in Tzibur, where there is Pirsum HaNes, and that only applies to Tefillah B'Tzibur. But when we get to Birkas HaMazon, which doesn't have Pirsum HaNes, then we don't require Al
HaNisim. So what do you do with something like Ritz Seh that you say on Shabbos? What is that?
Right. So the question is, what is Tosfos? This is what we're struggling with. Tosfos is linking two concepts together. We want to figure out the connection between the two. On the one hand, Tosfos puts all the emphasis on Be'ein HaMa'ora, and on the other hand, he puts the emphasis on Pirsum HaNes. What is the connection between the two? In other words, why are we going to say that in Tefillah, because he's davening Mitzibur and there's Pirsum HaNes, therefore it's Be'ein HaMa'ora? But in the case of Birkas HaMazon, where he's reciting his benching in the privacy of his home, and there's no element of Pirsum HaNes, therefore you do not have Be'ein HaMa'ora. I mean, why is that so? Now, let's mention the Rambam, as we mentioned earlier. The Rambam says that Al Nisim is Haskaras HaMa'ora. And that's why the Rambam codifies the laws of Al Nisim in Hilchas Tefillah and Hilchas Brachos. He doesn't mention a word about Al Nisim in Hilchas Chanukah. So from that perspective, the Rambam seems to belong to the camp of Tosfos, that the Mechayev, what generates the Chiyuv of Al Nisim, is Be'ein HaMa'ora, is Tefillah and Birkas HaMazon. So let's take, for example, the following case. We have Noshim. Let's assume, again, this is complicated, but that Noshim Einam Chayovas B'Tefillah. Right? All they have to do is recite one supplication during the course of the entire day. And that's the sheet of the Magen Avraham as far as Noshim and Tefillah. So basically, Tefillah as we know it, with the formal, you know, three Tefillahs a day requirement of Shmoneh Esrei, that's not incumbent upon Noshim. So then, what would be, as far as an Isha is concerned, regarding Al HaNisim? And it depends. If Al HaNisim is generated by the Me'ein HaMa'ora, meaning it's generated by the laws and the framework of Tefillah, well, she doesn't have the obligation of Tefillah. But if the din of Al HaNisim is a din in Chanukah, if it's din midinei Chanukah, then she is included in Chanukah no less than the men. So again, if what generates the Chiyuv Al HaNisim is Tefillah, and that's what we call Me'ein HaMa'ora, then women would be exempt from Al HaNisim. If on the other hand, the Al HaNisim is a Kiyum of the Kviyas of the day as a day of Hodah, and therefore it reflects the nature and the essence of Chanukah, it's not just the Tefillah Halacha of Me'ein HaMa'ora, then women should be included, because women are included in the mitzvah of Chanukah. Neri Shubeso includes Afeinu Yibos on this. So let's get back to the Radbaz. The Radbaz says he forgot to insert Al HaNisim, but he finished the bracha. So the Radbaz allows you to add Al HaNisim bein bracha le bracha. Let's assume that the Radbaz holds like Tosfos and the Rambam, that what generates the Chiyuv Al HaNisim is Me'ein HaMa'ora, that's Halachim Tefillah. or halacha in brachos. Therefore, the Radbaz says that by mentioning be'ein hama'ora, even between one bracha and the other, that's not considered a bracha batala. Why? Because it fits very well into the framework of tefillah, insofar as tefillah generates a chiyuv of haskaras be'ein hama'ora. However, if we would go with Rashi, that the requirement of Alat Nisim is not because of tefillah and Beina Ma'ora, but rather it's part of the Kiyum of Chanukah, then as far as the Kiyum of Chanukah is concerned, the recitation of Alat Nisim was established by the Chachamim as part of the Brach of Hodah. And therefore, once he finishes Hodah, and he's jump-started into Avodah, then it's too late to recite the bracha. Because this bracha was established as Hodah, and now he finished with his Hodah. If he finished with his Hodah, where's the room for Al Anisim? And how can he fulfill his mitzvah of Chanukah, of reciting Hodah, when he's not in the proper place in his Shmoneh Esrei? And therefore, after the bracha, you're going to add Al Anisim? That's already a foreign element to tefillah, because there's no din of Chanukah here. But I've been saying it's not tefillah that generates the chiyuv of Al Anisim, but rather Chanukah generates that chiyuv. And with regard to Chanukah, if you add the mention of Chanukah outside of the framework of Hodah, it's totally foreign and alien to tefillah. Bishlema, the way the Rabbanan enacted it, that you should integrate Al Anisim into Birkas Hodah. Okay, that's how you fulfill your chiyuv of Chanukah, and that's how the Rabbanan established the Birchas Hodah. But if you've already finished the Birchas Hodah, now you have a chiyuv of Chanukah to mention the day, it's not shaykh to mention the day after the bracha was completed, because it's no longer Hodah, and it's a foreign element. Unless you assume that according to the Radbaz, like Tosfos, the Mechayev of Al Anisim is Be'ein Hama'ora. And if it's Me'ein Ma'ora, then it's true that L'chatchili you should have said it here, and instead you said it here, but it's not a foreign element to tefillah. It belongs to the essence of tefillah. Now, if we had more time, which we don't right now, there's a whole discussion of Salvechik as a whole chiddush here. Why is it that in the Bracha Mein Shalosh, what we call Al Michya, on Shabbos, we mention Shabbos, on Chol HaMoed, we mention the Yom Tov, and on Rosh Chodesh, we mention Rosh Chodesh, but when we get to Chanukah, there's no mention whatsoever of Chanukah. What happened to the Me'ein HaMa'ora, especially according to Tosus, who says that Al Anisim is a fulfillment of the Me'ein HaMa'ora in Brachos, where did it get lost in the case of the Bracha Me'ein Shalosh? So the outstanding question that we're leaving for today, because again, we have to really research this further, is what does Tosus mean when he says on the one hand, Me'ein HaMa'ora, and on the other hand, he says it depends on this Pirsum HaNes. So in Tefillah, you have Me'ein HaMa'ora, and Al Anisim is an integral part of Tefillah. But when we get to Birkas HaMazon, since he's reciting that Brochon is bias, and there's no Pirsum HaNes, then there's no Chiyuv of Me'ein HaMa'ora, which is very strange, because we know that in Birkas HaMazon there is a chiyuv of Me'ein HaMa'ora on Shabbos and Yontif and Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh. Why should we drop that on Chanukah? It also says because there's no Pirsum HaNes. If Me'ein HaMa'ora is Halach and Tefillah, what does that have to do with the public nature of Tefillah, as opposed to Birkas HaMazon, which doesn't have that public nature? So that's the outstanding question that I leave you with, and wish you a happy Chanukah. Okay, then?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
And parts of this are being used by those who want to add an Al Anisim of sorts for Yom HaTzimut.
Oh, Yom HaTzimut.